So we're on Shabbos. Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. In Perkal HaKelim. We may have started this a while ago, but it's almost like a beginning it anew. And we're talking about Shivrei Kelim. And we'll see a machlokas here in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim about Shivrei Kelim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll have an issue of Nolad, and from Shivrei Kelim perhaps we'll get into Nolad. We'll see how it develops. The Mishnah records a machlokas. Kol HaKelim HaNitol B'Shabbos Shivreim Nitolim Imohim. Now, there's no Issa Tiltal on the Shivrei Kelim. And that's what we want to discuss. Is that unqualified? Is that absolute? So, the Chachamim add a condition, but it's a pretty broad condition. Rabbi Yehuda adds a condition, but it's a much more narrow condition. Very specific. So according to Chachamim, as long as you can do some sort of malacha whatsoever, whatever it might be, with these Shivrei Kelim, the Gemara is going to have a case later when you broke a kli into little pieces of china and you can take it and wipe something off your shoes, some dirt that got caught on your shoes, any sort of malacha whatsoever. And the Mishnah demonstrates this, illustrates this. Shivrei Areva, we talk about a receptacle. Lechasos Behenes Piachovis, now it can use as a coverlid. It has absolutely no connection to the original purpose for which it was created and designated. Shivrei Schuchis, Lechasos Behenes Piapach, and now once again you're using it as like a bottle cork. Rabbi Yehuda, however, requires a more specific condition. He's mitzamtzem. He's machmir. Bilvad shiyu osim me'ein malachtam. The original tashmish of the kli still has to persist, has to exist. So therefore, shivrei areva, it's not enough that you can use it as a coverlid. That's an entirely different function. But rather, latzuk l'solchan mikvah. It has to be used as a receptacle. Albeit it can no longer hold on to liquids, but something that's a little bit more solid, a little more sticky in substance, that it could hold on to. So it still functions as a receptacle. Shel zchuchis latzuk l'solchan shemen. You can't use it to fill it up to the top, but you can still use it for some small amount of shemen, which has a more of a thick constitution to it. Rashi on the Mishnah explains me'ein malacha as opposed to me'ein malachta. Me'ein malacha means, in the Chachamim's view, shum malacha. Has nothing in common with the original malacha. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda requires me'ein malachta, for example, areva, Lotzuk l'sochan mikpa ava dumya de isa mu'ureves b'mayim. So there's some similarity here in the function of the kli, and therefore it maintains its old status. So what happens in Rabbi Yehuda with Shivrei Kelim? If, let's say, you can only use it for some sort of malacha, you come up with some far-flung kind of use, but it's not similar to the original use, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's called nolat. That's already a new kli. So presumably the logic of Rabbi Yehuda, if you have a new kli, is that the hachana, the old hachana, was relevant to the old kli. That old kli doesn't exist anymore. And therefore the hachana for the new kli is lacking. Alternatively, perhaps Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not a kli at all. Even though it does have some function, but nevertheless, it's not automatically a kli.
Why would?
What leads me to that possibility? Okay, good. That's what I want to get into. What leads us to the possibility of maintaining the position that even though the Shivrei Kelim can be used for some tashmish, as a kavalid, for example, nevertheless, it's lacking a shame kli. Where does this come from? So let me read a Rambam to you. I think we saw this Rambam in the past. Did we not? I'm pretty sure we did. But it's ancient. The Rambam Hilchos Kelim. Yes? I think you have it down there. Perek Yud Ches Mihilchos Kelim. Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, Kol HaKelim Shenishbaru V'nifsidot Tzurasan. And I want to emphasize this phrase in the Rambam, Nifsida Tzurasam. The Rambam is defining, he's introducing a new terminology that a kli has a tzuras hakli. In the case of Shever, it's no longer has the tzuras hakli. That's lost. And we'll have to see what that means. Says the Rambam, in such a case, Ein Shevrei Mekablim Tuma. So you might say, because it's not a kli. And there's no chiddush in the Rambam, but there's a great chiddush in the Rambam, because the Rambam continues and he says, "Afal pi sha'osan hashvarim ruuyim l'tashmish." It means the broken pieces are functional, but that only supplies one dimension of the shame kli for kabbalas tuma, and that is the kli maisa. It's called a kli maisa. I'll show you that phrase kli maisa. It's not my creation. I'll show it to you here in Masechta Shabbos in just a minute. Bli neder. The Rambam says there's another condition in order to set up a shame kli for kabbalas tuma, and that is a tzuras hakli. The tzuras hakli, says the Rambam, is determined by the original function of the kli. So the kli was designated for tashmish. Aleph, we'll call it. Now, Shever Kalim is no longer designated, no longer fit for Tashmish Aleph. It's good for Tashmish Beis. It's definitely a Kli Maisa. You can use it for something. It's functional. But it's lost, says the Rambam, it's Tzuras HaKli. And therefore, it's not Mekabel Tum. Does this have any bearing on Shabbos? That's what we want to study.
Can you just read the last line?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Kol HaKalim, Shenishbaru, V'nifsida Tzurasan, Ein shivreihem mekablim tuma, afal pisha oson hashvarim ruuyim l'tashmish. So in other words, the Rambam says, once the original tashmish is gone, and you and I might think, but it has a tashmish, therefore, in its new capacity, let it function as a kli, the Rambam says, no, it's not mekablim tuma. Why? Because it's forfeited its tzura sakli. So you have the maisa, and you have the tzura. As far as the mice is concerned, as the function of the kli, it would be considered a kli. But we have another requirement, at least as far as Kabbalah's tumah is concerned, the shame kli for Kabbalah's tumah requires a tzuras hakli. What sets up the tzuras hakli?
The original
function. Then the Rambam says there's an exception. And that's going to have fascinating implications as far as Shabbos is concerned. Because I don't know if Shabbos is going to be determined by the rule or by the exception to the rule. Says Rambam, Chutz mi shivrei kli cheres, in the case of kli cheres, of a chinaware, im haya behem cheres haroi, harei umekabel tuma. So there's a special ribui, the Rambam derives from a pasuk called kli cheres, So the Rambam says that in Kli Cheres, as long as it has some sort of a tashmish, even though the Tzuras HaKli is gone, meaning the original tashmish is gone, then it is a Kli and it is Mekabel Tum. So we're already beginning to see that in Kalim, in Tumah, there's some sort of gray area. It's some sort of confusion. I wouldn't call it confusion, but, you know, an exception to the rule. Now, what does this have to do with Shabbos? Meaning, okay, if we were learning Kalim, so we spend a couple of years on Kalim, it would be fun. But what's it got to do with Shabbos? So here I want to call your attention to two sugyas. One sugya is on Daf Tzadi Heyamid Beis, and that sugya is referring to Tumas Kalim, here in Masechet Shabbos Tzadi Heyamid Beis. Nikev Kimotzi Zaysin, you have a kli which all of a sudden has a hole in it, got a hole in it. Somebody punctured a hole in this receptacle. The hole is large enough so that zaysim, small olives, will fall through the hole. It means it can no longer be a receptacle for zaysim. But a dayan klihu lekabel bo rimonim. But rimonim, which are larger, can still be held in these kelim. So the Gemara says that it is mekabel tumah. But Rashi sets the record straight. We're not talking about kli cheres here. We're talking about shar kelim. In shar kelim, if the original function is gone, then it loses its shem kli. Says Rashi, hainu al yedei yichud. Rashi says here in Masechta Shabbos that now the kli will be mekabel tumah because it's royal mekabel rimonim, because he was miyachided for rimonim. So you see that lacking yichud hakli, it's not mekabel tumah. Why not? Because the tashmish, the original tashmish, is gone. It still is a kli maisa, but to utilize the Rambam's terminology, it's lacking tzuras hakli. Kevin should tzuras hakli nifsida. That's such a fundamental change in the kli that kli maisa is not enough. And therefore you're going to have to now designate it as a kli from a start, from scratch. That's one sugya. Then there's another sugya I want to call your attention to. That's right here in Kol HaKelim. And the sugya is on Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says the following. Omar Rav Amande Kamosiv Shapir Kamosiv. Midal Inyin Tuma Lav Manahu. Right, so it has to do with the case of a machat that lost its pin, you know, its sharp point, and it's not makabel tumah anymore. Lenyan Shabbos Nami Lav Manahu. The lashon of Rava here is very sharp. He says, Mi de Lenyan Tumah is Af Lenyan Shabbos. So if somebody were to wake you up in the middle of the night and say to you that we could derive halachas and muktza from Tumas Kalim, you shouldn't yell and scream at him and start throwing shoes at him. He's not off the beaten path. Yesh mako l'dov. There's a source for this kind of thing. In the light of all these introductions, perhaps we can understand our sugi here, the machlokas between the Tanakama, the Chachomim, and Rabbi Yehud. I just want to point out one thing before we go on. The Rambam in Hilchas Kalim earlier, we mentioned the Rambam in Perek Yud Ches, but the Rambam way back when, at the beginning of Kalim, in Perek Dalid, Halacha Aleph, he sets up different categories of Kalim. And over there also, he makes this distinction between Kli Cheres and other Kalim. Just see if I can point that out to you. All right, it's a long Rambam. Maybe we won't go into it now. Be that as it may, let's try to read the Gemara now and analyze the two Lashonos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel wants to know what is the territory of this machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. On what case are they arguing? When did this kli break? So we have the Lishna Kama of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel and then later the Lishna Basra. According to the Lishna Kama, machlokas kishenishbaru b'shabbos. Shinishbu Be'erev Shabbos. I'm just going to skip a line for a second. I will Nishbu B'Shabbos Divrei Hakol Mutarit. Now, l'chora, if Rabbi Yehuda's problem is nolad, if Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll soon see, is basing himself on Hilchas Tumas Kalim of Shar Kalim, not of Kli Cheres, because Kli Cheres, in his view, is the exception to the rule. But rather, the rule is that once the Tzuras HaKli is gone, then it's no longer a Kli, and what you'd have to do now is designate it from the start as a new Kli, again, unless it's Me'ein Malachton, that's Rabbi Yehuda's argument. So then, L'chora, the same halacha should apply on Nishbru B'Shabbos. So let's go through the Lishna Kama. Machlokes shenishbru me'erev Shabbos. So your kli fell apart on Friday. What do you have now? You have a shever kli. It's no longer roy l'me'ein malachton. It's only roy l'malach acheres. So your original tzuras hakli is gone. Again, it is a kli maisa. It functions as a tashmish, but not in the same capacity as it was originally. So the Tzuras HaKli is gone. Mar Sovar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when can you maintain the shame Kli and say that the Hachana on this Kli is relevant to the Shever that's only Me'ein Malachton, but Me'ein Malach Acheres, lo? Why? Because just like in Tumas Kalim, in Shar Kalim, the shame Kli is gone. And now you have to be miyachidit as a new kli. Why? Because the original function was removed. So too in Shabbos, equated to kli in Kabbalah's Tumah, once the Tzuras HaKli is gone, we need a new hachana. Umar Sovar, what do the Chachamim hold? Afilu me'ein melach acheres. The kli is broken, but it could be used now as a kavalid, no longer as a receptacle. The original tashmish is gone. The Tzuras HaKli is gone. Irrelevant. It doesn't matter one iota. Because I still have a shame kli. If I have a shame kli entering into Shabbos, then the Chachamim say it's not muktzah. It's a kli shemalachta leheter. I can use it as a kavalid. In Tumas Kalim, we said that once the Tzuras HaKli is gone, then you need to set it up as a Kli. The answer, I believe, or at least I'd like to suggest, is that the Chachamim hold that even in Tumas Kalim itself, Yesh L'chalik. In other words, what's the universal principle over here? Is the universal principle meant to be derived from Stam Kalim? Or is the halach of Stam Kalim in Kabbalah's Tumah a unique halach in Kabbalah's Tumah? So the Chachamim argue that since within Kalim itself in Tumah we find that Kli Cheres, as long as it has some function, even if it's not Me'ein Malachto, even if the Tzuras HaKli is gone, but it's a Kli Maisa because it functions, it has a Tashmish, that's enough to give the Kli Cheres, the Shivrei Kli Cheres, a shame Kli, and it's Mekabel Tumah. So you see that even in Hilchas Tumah, there are distinctions. Therefore, the Chachamim come to the conclusion that once we leave the bounds of Hilchas Tumas Kalim, Kabbalah's Tumah, into the universal realm of shame Kli, namely as far as Shabbos is concerned, we have the right to say that all we need is a Kli Maisa. There's a chiddush in Kabbalah's Tumah that in certain kalim it's not enough that it's a kli maisa. You need another tanai. You need tzuras hakli. But that condition is a specific Tumah condition. It's a unique halach in Tumah. Haraya, the proof is that even in Tumah's kalim we have halach of kol kli cheretz, which applies as long as it's miyuchad l'tashmish. So you see that you could have a kli even Kabbalah's Tumah as long as it functions, even though the tzuras hakli, the original tashmish, is gone. Why not use that, say the Chachamim, as your criterion for Kala Torah Kula? And therefore, in Mukta, in Kalim, on Shabbos, you can say that as long as it has a Tashmish Kli Maisa, it's not a problem. What about if it breaks on Shabbos? Aval Nishbaru B'Shabbos, Divrei HaKol Mutarim. Now this is a pella. What's Divrei HaKol Mutarim? We just finished saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why Nishbru Be'erev Shabbos is that we're borrowing the halacha from Tumas Kalim. We're saying that since you weren't miyachedit, it therefore is gone as a kli. The same kli is paka. Ella, what, you want to create a new kli? So for that, you need a yichud. You need to be making it hinani muchan mezuman that this kli should be used as a kavalid. If that's Rabbi Yehuda, so what difference does it make if it's nishbur b'shabbos? So the Gemara answers: Hoel umuchanim al gavi avihem. I don't know what this means. All I can tell you is that Levi Omerli, that muchanim al gavi avihem, is a brand new halacha. It's a new principle in Hilchas Kalim as far as Hachon is concerned for Shabbos purposes. The Torah says that it has to be Muchan, and entering into the Shabbos there was Hachana on these, what shall I say, on these molecules. We'll call it not a Kli, we'll call it a Cheftza. Once as a Kli there was Hachana entering into Shabbos, that Hachana Mimela swallows up the Shivrei Kalim. B'toras Cheft. That's the best I can do.
Was Mayan of Kamina ben im Ifshala Sotmeim in Tashmish or Ifshal?
Oh, if it's Mayan Tashmish, then the original Kli is still Chal. Even in Shar Kalim in Tuma. And Kolshkate in Shabbos.
No.
Kolshkate in Shabbos. What happens if you can't do Mayim Malachton or Rishona? So then in Tumas Kalim, for most Kalim at least, is Paka Shem Kli. If on Erev Shabbos, you've got a brand new thing over here, no, you have to create Shabbos. A Kli. But on Shabbos itself, the Gemara establishes a brand new halacha, a bombastic halacha here, that Rabbi Yehuda's mode, that I don't even need Achana. Why? Because it's Muchan al Gabi Avien. I, the Shem Kli, is gone, and you aren't Miyachid as a Kli. The answer is Agav Aviyam. Somehow, as a Chefta, it was Muchan.
Yeah, but ma hevdel ben ruim netishmish le shvarim shelo ruim netishmish. If we muchanim Agav Aviyam, and zelo velo muchanim Agav Aviyam, then I yochal letaltel et agam et shvarim shelo ruim le afilu letzol pitzlochit.
No, you can only say muchanim Agav Aviyam if it's not Eitzim Vavonim. In other words, Eitzim Vavonim is already a new category in Mukta. What we're saying is it's not Eitzim Vavonim. Why? Because you can use it as what? As a Kisui Kedera. Aye, but the Hachana was not on a Kisui, on this Kli. So the answer is that once the Hachana was on a Kli, and you still have at least a Kli Maisa, you know, it's Royal Tashmish, then somehow it's the Hachana extends even to the Kli Maisa, even though it's a whole new Kli. Okay, so the Gemara now is going to reject this. Mosiv Rabbi Zutroi, Masikim Bekalim, Ein Masikim Meshivei Kalim, Dinishbu, Ein Masile, Bezishbu, Merv Yontif, Eitzim V'Almaninu. So if this Kli made of wood broke on Erev Yontif, so then it's firewood. And you can use it to burn it for your bonfire. El Olav, when did it break? It broke b'yontif uketani masikim b'kelim v'ein masikim b'shivrikim. So we see that even in nishbru b'shabbos, in this case nishbru b'yontif, we have a problem. You can't. You just finished telling me this bombastic chiddush, this new klal of muchanim al gabi aviyam. You see that we don't operate with that. And now we get to the Lishna Bas. Ela itmar hochi itmar omer av yudom shmach lo gesh nishbu b'shabbos. The mar sovar muchan hu. Umar sovar noad hu. Afol me erev shabbos divrei hakol mutarim hoel v'huchnu l'malacha mibodyom. So what's the machlokas between Chachomim Rabbi Yehuda according to Lishna Basra? Apparently everybody agrees that there is a shame kli even what? Even without a tzuras hakli, meaning we're going to use as our criterion for Shabbos the kli cheres model, Because Kli Cheres tells you that as long as it's royal atashmish, then it has the same Kli. And therefore Nishbru B'Shabbos is Nishbru B'Erev Shabbos Kli Alba Lo Pligi. Everybody agrees that it's Mutter. So we don't assume that there's a new Kli over here. As long as it's some sort of Tashmish, it's okay. But rather the Machlokas is B'Shabbos. What does it mean the Machlokas is B'Shabbos? So Rabbi Yehuda holds Nolat. Why is this Nolat? Again, in Nishbru B'Erev Shabbos, we just finished establishing that what? That the original Kli is Lopaka. So you're going to have to say then that if from you the asks it on Nishbru B'Shabbos because of Nolad, you're going to have to say Al Karchach, not the way we wanted to say before, that there's a new shame Kli. If there's a new shame Kli, it's Nolad. New. So why isn't there a problem with Nolad in Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara says, because from you this motive that here we don't have a problem with Nolad. Why? Because we're entering into Shabbos and the new Kli is already an entity. It already exists. Where was the Achon on the new Kli? You're going to have to say that since it's Roy Mitzar Atzmo, Lachasos Boyam Esakdera, or whatever it is, whatever Tashmish it is, therefore there's Achon on that Kli, just like we've said many times over again, that all Kelim are Muchanim. So Noah doesn't bother me on Erev Shabbos, according to the Lishna Basra, because Sol Zayin, let me grant you that you have a new Kli, but what difference does it make? The new Kli is Muchan. Where's the Machlokas? On Shabbos itself. So then if the Machlokas is on Shabbos itself, basically the Machlokas will be that if the original Tashmish is gone, namely the Tzuris HaKli is gone, do we have a new Kli over here? Rabbi Yehuda says, he argues we have a new Kli. Why? Because just like in Tumah, we found that if the original Tashmish is gone, it's a new Kli, so too in Shabbos it's a new Kli. And the Chachom say, then, that's only as far as Shar Kelim are concerned. But Kli Cheres we already broke through, and we saw that you don't have to have the original Tashmish, and yet it still maintains its status as a Kli L'Kabal Tumah, so too it still maintains its status as a Kli L'Inyan Shabbos. Of course, you could counter argue that Rabbi Yehuda, even if he agrees that your model would be Kli Cheres, but maybe the Kli Cheres needs Yichud HaKli. Like, for example, the case of Zaysim and Rimonim. So it's still considered Me'ein Malachta or Rishona, one could argue. And yet, Rashi says on Daf Tzadiyeh, you need Yichud HaKli. If you need Yichud HaKli, Rabbi Yehuda is correct, it's Nolad. Again, just to reiterate my question here, why, according to the Lishna Basra, do the Chachamim maintain that there's no Nolad over here? Lechora, in this case, where it's not Me'ein Malachta Rishona, it's a new Tashmish, so even if I grant you that you're going to use Kli Cheres as your criterion, as your standard for Shem Kli, but Panim Chadoshos Bolakan, the Hakona of Erev Shabbos was on Kli X. That Kli X no longer exists. There's a brand new Kli over here. Haraya, Rashi requires that you viyachid as a Kli. So that we'll have to leave as a tzarech iyun. I don't have an answer to this question right now. But what I would like to learn with you now is the next part of the sugya. Because I think, in light of what we have so far, we can begin to understand the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Kuf Dalid Amud Beis. The Gemara here wants to know about Dichui B'Yadayim. This is something that we touched upon many, many moons ago. And the Gemara is Mechalik. The Gemara says there's a difference between Zorak Lei L'Glime, right, he takes his cloak and he throws it, he chucks it in the garbage. And the Gemara says that it's not Mukta, as opposed to Shivrei Kelim, which is a Gemara here on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis called Magufa Shenichtita. You'll see it here, four lines up from the bottom of the page. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Magufas Chavis Shenichteta Mutal Taltil B'Shabbos. Tanya Nami Hachi Magufas Shenichteta Hi Ushvarei Mutal Taltil B'Shabbos. But then it says, Imzarka V'Ashpa also. So Magufa Shenichteta, there are Tashmishim for the Shivrei Kalim, you know, it's the broken parts. You could cover a lid with it, you can use it as a cover lid. But if you throw it in the garbage, then it becomes mukt. So Rav Papa asks, what about if you throw your cloak in the garbage? There too, should we say it's mukta? Rav Papa doesn't even allow for such a possibility. El Amar Rav Papa, moving on to Kuf Chaf Hayamid Aleph, Im Zarka Mivod Yom Li Ashpa Asura. And Tosa says that only applies to the case of Magufa Shenichteta to Shivrei Kalim. But as far as Glima is concerned, even if he were to throw it away into the garbage, Mibod Yom, it's not what? It's not Mukta. In other words, Tosis is willing to say the following: Dichui in Glima, in a cloak, is lo mayil of lo morid. It doesn't generate mukta, even if he threw it in the cloak before Shabbos. Masha enkein magufa shenichteta. If he threw it out before Shabbos, then it's mukta. So Rabbi said, what do you see from this? I think there's a mathematical conclusion we can derive from this sugya, and it fits in very well with what we've been discussing until now. There is a fundamental difference between a kli and shivrei kalim. Meaning, even in a case of shivrei kalim, where it could be used, it has a tashmish, lechasos b'mana, but since it doesn't have the original tashmish, then it's lacking the tzuris kli. The Chachamim argue against Rabbi Yehuda that even if the tzuris kli is gone, it's not mukta. And therefore, Magufa Shenichteta is he Ushvarei Muta L'Taltel of Shabbos. That's according to the Chachamim. However, what makes this into a kli? After all, it's a Shever kli. And the answer is because it could be designated, it could be used, L'Chasos Ben Mona. But when I look at this Shivrei Kalim, what do I see? What's gone? When I look at this broken kli, what's gone? What's history? No. The tzuris kli, correct? Meaning the tashmish arishon. So now I need to, in a positive way, to inject the shem kli into the shever kli. How do I do so? By establishing that it's royal tashmish. But objectively, if I look at the kli itself, just the kli, what I see here is not a kli shalem, but rather tzuras hakli is gone. I can determine that it's royal itashmish. If I'm determining that it's royal itashmish, and that's what maintains the shem kli, supposedly I take it and I throw it in the garbage. That's dichui b'kelim. Mashenkin in glima, which is a full kli, I don't need to be miyachidit for a tashmish. The kli by definition is omid l'tashmish. It's royal l'tashmish. Therefore, if you take this kli and you chuck it in the garbage, nothing happened. Nothing changed. Even if you do it on Erev Shabbos. Because the kli maintains its shem kli because inherently, objectively, it is a kli. It's got not only a kli maisa tashmish, it also has a tzuras kli. But once I break the kli, and I forfeit the tzuras kli, now I need to generate the shem kli by saying that it's royal tashmish. So again, even according to Chacham, I'm willing to do so. And if it's not mukta, but b'medvar amurim, when it's royal tashmish. If I decide it's not royal tashmish by throwing it out, the gavra himself could be mafkia that kli maisa. So if it has a tzurusa kli, the gavra can't be mafkia the kli maisa. So ain't dichli. There's no dichli in kelim. But if it's a shever kli, and there's a new halacha in shever kli, that because it's only the tashmish, therefore it still maintains its status as a kli, which saves it from being eitzim vavonim, Bamed Ramamurim, when as far as the gavra is concerned, it's really Omeid L'Tashmish. So that's the Sugi of Dichud. Now take a look at the Gemara before this, on Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. Let's go up a little bit. The Gemara says, Omer of Nachman, Hani Livni, these are bricks, Dish Tiyurei, that were left over. And as you built a building, and after the construction was complete, there were some bricks laying around that were extra. Mi binyana. Shari litaltinu, you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. Now, offhand, a brick is not a kli. It's like eitzim vavonim. It's mamash eitzim vavonim. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, the chazul in mizgi alayu, it's right to sit on these levanim. It's not like an oven where you sit on it, you'll hurt your tush. Right here, it's square, it's got a good shape, and it's comfortable. Maybe even cools you off a little bit. So therefore, it is what? It is mutter betiltel. It's like a klisha malachta lehete. But then the Gemara says, Sharginu, if he piles them up, one on top of the other, meaning he designates it now not for sitting, because it's too high to sit, and it's too narrow, you'll fall off it, but rather he wants to use it for the next binyan that he's going to build. Vare aktsinu, then it's mukta. But what's going on over here? We just finished saying that when something is a kli, like the glima case of Rav Chisda, Rav Papa, excuse me, is there's no dichui v'yadayin. Right? So you take your glima and you chuck it in the garbage. It's not mukta. Why? Because there's no dichui v'yadayin. Now, here you just finished telling me that these livni, these bricks, are not mukta. No, if it's not mukta, so what difference does it make if you piled it up one on top of the other? That's exactly like chucking your glima in the ashpa, and yet we just said ein dichui b'yadayim, even on Erev Shabbos. Apparently, again, you have to draw the same conclusion that livni has the same status as shivrei kelim. What's the common denominator between livni and shivrei kelim? In both cases, it's a kli maisa. You can sit on it. And therefore it has a function. But that's not the original function for which it was created. It was meant to be used as a building block. So therefore it's lacking a tzuris kli. It's exactly like shivrei kelim. What do we say with shivrei kelim? That once it's broken, even though it has a function, but it's not the original function for which it was created, it's designated, therefore it lacks the tzuris kli. So it's a kli maisa without tzuris kli. And here we see a clear distinction between Shabbos and Tumas Kalim. In Tumas Kalim, at least as far as all Kalim other than Kli Cheres is concerned, once it loses its original Tzuras HaKli, and no longer functions in that capacity, it's no longer a Kli and it's not Makabel Tumah. Because since at one point in time, in its original state, before it was broken, it had a Tashmish, and that Tashmish generates the Tzuras HaKli, so then now, if you lose the Tzuras HaKli, you lose the Kli, and it's no longer Mekabel Tumah. But in Shabbos, for example, these Livni, they never had a Tzuras HaKli, really. You know, as far as Yeshiva is concerned, you never designated it for Yeshiva. And yet now, if it's royal Yeshiva, it still has the same Kli. So you see that the Kli Maisa is enough, even though it doesn't have a Tzuras HaKli. Now, I'm not sure which is worse. What's worse, a kli that broke and it originally had a tashmish, and therefore you lost the tzuris hakli, or if you have a new tashmish because the kli now is no longer usable in its original form, so it never really had a tzuris hakli to begin with. And yet here in Hilchos Shabbos, what we're saying is that if you can use it for whatever purpose that you want, in this case for yeshiva, then it's not mukta. But again, it doesn't have the status as a kli. If it had the status of a kli, then even if you would pile them up one on top of the other, which would be an act of dichui, it would not generate a shame mukta. So again, these livni are in that limbo state between being kelim and being non-kelim, right? So technically, in Ilchas Tuma, for sure they would not be Mekabel Tuma because they don't have the original Tzuris HaKli. In Shabbos, you don't need that to maintain that original Tzuris HaKli. And that's why the Chachamim in that Mishnah say that even if it's Me'ein Melacha, not Me'ein Melachton, it's Muta B'Tiltel. So here too, in the case of Livni, I need some sort of Me'ein Melachta, and that's Yeshiva, but it's not a Kli. It's a Shivrei Keli. And B'Torah Shivrei Keli, it has the din of heter tiltel, and the nafkamina is going to be that you can be doch, you can do dichui be a dime and make it into mukta. And based on all this, I think we can begin to understand the question of shivrei kelim, whether it has to be royal atashrish here in this particular place, or if it's royal atashrish somewhere in the world. Which is Machlokes Amoraim here on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara says the following: Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Cheres Ketana. You have a broken chip of a chinaware. Mutal Etaltel B'Chotzer. Why? Because in the Chotzer I have Kelim and I can use it as Kisui Kelim. Because we passed like the Chachom reviewed in our Mishnah. Avol B'Karmel is once I go out of my Chotzer. And there are very few kelim over there. Then it's not roy lekisa kedera. Lo, therefore you can't be metaltalit. In other words, Rav Nachman is saying that in this place it has to be roy letashmish. Why? Because it's shivrei kelim. So shivrei kelim, the only way you could generate a heta tiltal is by saying that it's omed letashmish. It doesn't have the original tzuris kli. It's a broken kli. What makes it into Omid L'Tashmish? The fact that here, in the Chatzer, there are Kalim, so if I need B, I'll use this as a substitute to be a Chatzer Kalim, but not in the Caramelis. Rav Nachman, the Omer Afilu B'Caramelis. He's willing to say that even in a Caramelis, it has a function, because people spit in the Caramelis, so you need to cover the spit. L'Chatzer Ben Asarok, Rashi says, correct? Let's see the Rashi. Afilu b'karmelis hoil v'lavrishus harabim hu shchichi diazli v'yasvei hosam v'chazil chasbos harok. So there are a number of people who are in the karmelis. They go in there and therefore there's rock. Nobody brings their kelim there, but it still has a function. So basically both Shmuel and Rav Nachman agree to the fundamental principle that in Shivrei Kelim it's got to be royal etashmish here in this place. The Rav Amar Afil B'Shus Arabim, even in Rishus Arabim, where there's no need to be Mechasa Rok. I mean, everyone steps over everything there, and no one is sensitive, is aesthetically turned off. Nevertheless, it's not Mukta, it's still considered a kli. What makes it a kli? Tashmish Rishus Harabim, for God's sake. I mean, it has no function. It's a broken kli. Says Rashi, came into the chatzer kliu. Since in the chatzer it has a shame kli, because there it's royal chasus bos hamone, is bi alma nami lo poka shame kli mine. What is Rashi saying? Rashi's saying is that I don't need that the gavra be miyached for a tashmish, that it be miyuchad for a tashmish here in this place. All I need is that somewhere else it's omid l'tashmish. So we have a fascinating machlokas here that could only apply to Shivrei Kelim. Namely, do we say that since Shivrei Kelim are Kli Maisa, according to the Chachomim, they have some sort of Mei Malacha, some Wilachasbon and Samona? Do we need that the Gavra come along and make a declaration, so to speak, yes, I can use this Kli? He would only make that declaration if he's standing in a place where it's usable. But Rava comes along and says, no. Rava says that the Gavra doesn't have to actively declare, yes, Hinani Mukhar Mazuma, this Shivrei Kelim is going to be used for that purpose if I need it here. No. Once it's royal atashmish, that gives it a shame kli. And we saw this already in even in Ilchus Tumas Kelim by Kli Cheres, where Kli Cheres loses its original Tzuras HaKli, and yet since it's a Kli Maisa, it's Mekabel Tumah. We don't say it's only Mekabel Tumah here and there, says Rav. So there'd be an unbelievable machlokas here between Rav Nachman and Shmuel on the one end and Rav on the other. Would a Kli Cheres be Mekabel Tumah anywhere, or only in a Chatzer, or only in a Karmelis? And that would be a machlokas between the Amoraim over here. It's kind of like a migu halacha that Rav says. Migu davi kli b'makom echad, avi kli b'makom acher. It's considered it's chashuv a kli in every makom. That's according to Rav. According to Rav Nachman and Shmuel, no. Where it's this chip, this China chip, we'll call it, is omei l'shtamshus, in that makom it's called a kli. But that's not enough to give it a shtamshus in another place, because this machlokus in Shivrei Kelim, again, if you had a kli sholem, let's say for example you had a kli sholem that it was only functional for some reason in Portugal, right? It would still not be mukta even in Spain. The whole machlokus here in Agamara is only with regard to Shivrei Kelim, just like we saw in Shivrei Kelim. There is the Chiyah B'Yadayim, because since they don't have a Tzuras Kli, and it's only a Kli Maisa, therefore you can say that once I decide that I want to chuck it in the garbage, it's not considered a Kli Maisa anymore. And so too here, if I take the Kli into a place where I can't use it, and since it's only a Kli Maisa without a Tzuras Kli, so it's not a Kli Sholem, in such a case, I can determine that it doesn't lend itself. It's not designated for any sort of ishtamshus because I'm here and this is where I am and this is where my keli is. So it's not like I'm removing the shame kli. You know, Rashi accuses the other Amorim of saying that he's mafkir the shame kli. No, what was mafkir the shame kli is the fact that it was a shivrei keli and the fact that the original Tzuras HaKli was gone, was removed. So just to wrap this up, take a look on Daf Kuf Chafeim and Aleph with regard to Machzelis. Omar Shmuel, Krumios Shomachzelis Mutul Taltim Shabbos My Tamar Rova. Omar Rova Bar Menduri Asbeli Machzelis Gufal Amay Chazil Lachasos Ba Ofra Hav Ochenami Chazil Lachasos Ba Tinofes. So you have these pieces that fell off a mat, a machzelis, and the Gemara establishes that you're allowed to be metaltal it because it's royal lechasos bo satinofes. Says Tosfos, l'ravcha de milsa mefarish haki, afa gav de lo boi me'ei malacha rishona, you don't need me'ei malacha rishona. So machzelis is something that you cover the offer, and here also with the krumios, you'll cover the. So look at the Gemara's language. Gemara says, Machzelis gufei l'may chazya. And the Gemara says that since Machzelis itself, in its original form, is machasa basa ofar, so here too, even these pieces that come off are also royal lechasas basa ofar, meaning asatinofa. So it sounds like the Gemara needs me'ein malachta rishona. So Tos says, no, that's l'rabcha de milsa. We don't need me'ein malachta rishona. For example, Rava on Amud Aleph is going to say that if you broke a kli cheres, It's not mukta. Why? He tells his Shammai, his Shmaya, is his servant, to clean off his shoes with it. That's for sure not Mei Malachta Rishon. Because we possibly like the Chachamim. And the Chachamim hold you don't need Mei Malachta Rishon, a whole different Tashmash. But again, of course, Rava told him to use it for that purpose. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here. And Mirza Hashem, we'll continue next time.